entertained? Are you not entertained?
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
You're listening to the French Press Podcast, where we discuss events from our lives.
Well, welcome to the French Press Podcast. It is episode number 90. I'm Ruben.
And I'm Layton. And it is Monday, February 22nd. Not 22nd, February 2nd, 2015. We almost lost 20 days there. That was close.
We almost lost, yeah, a huge part of 2015. And I'm looking forward to living every moment as if it were today. And today was great because there was so much snow. It was practically a blizzard.
It was.
And it was so bad that even Paul's Welding, which is Layton's current place of employment, was shut down.
Ugh, it was.
All the way shut down to the ground. So that was exciting. We got to have breakfast together. And we're actually able to do the podcast together now, too. And here's a couple things we're going to discuss. Number one, Layton. Last week we talked about Revive Indiana with our cousin Roshan. And then you went to visit Revive Indiana. We'll have your take on that. I have been dealing with an issue for a long time.
Oh, my.
It's something I'm very disappointed in. And it is related to Sandy Ridge, which is where I attend church. Now, don't start crying or anything. It's nothing super serious, but it's just something that's been on my heart.
Okay.
And then lastly, BlackBerry, in case you don't know, it is more than a fruit, but it is less than a smartphone. It is just a dumb phone from Canada, and they have made a ghastly request.
So ghastly.
And when you hear about it, it will shake you to the core and make you wonder. That's it. It'll just make you wonder.
And make you wonder.
So we do have some feedback. Our friend, Danae Miller, left some very kind feedback.
Kind feedback.
She did. She sent it via text, which anybody can do if you happen to have one of our numbers. We don't want to give it out.
Yeah.
You know,
we don't want to get all this like spam texting.
Yeah. But if you don't have our numbers, if you're a spam bot, you can send it through email, mail@frenchpresspodcast.com, or on Facebook or on Twitter if you're socially active. So, Danae, this is what she said. Awesome podcast. Love, love, love it.
Nice.
And we love that feedback.
We do.
She said she was dying of, she didn't say dying of laughter, but she was laughing.
Okay, good. I was worried there.
Layton, do you have any plugs you wanna make before we get into our main portion of the podcast?
No, not really. My main thing was gonna be talking about Revive Indiana.
All right. Well, since you brought it up.
I did bring it up.
Let's go. Let's go there.
Okay, we're going there. So I went with my friend Michael to Revive Indiana. It would have been Wednesday evening.
And we're not going to go into what Revive Indiana is. They have a website. We did a podcast about it last week.
Okay.
You can go figure out what it was.
Yeah.
The backstory.
Yeah. But we're going to get a really good idea of what it is. From what I say.
Well, that is true.
What I did.
That is true.
Okay, so
but
I can't help
what I was trying to say is don't reiterate things that were previously said.
All right.
Just.
So Revive Indiana
unless
is,
it's very relevant to what happened.
Okay, so I'm just going to say my experience.
By the way, I made coffee for you.
You did?
Yeah.
Oh, Ruben, that was so nice. But
you're welcome.
No cream and sugar in it.
Taste it and you might think differently.
It's lukewarm, and it tastes like you added something.
I did.
What?
It is part of my story that the disappointment story that I have.
Okay.
So.
Good. Anyways, so Wednesday evening, I go with Michael to Maple City Chapel to Revive Indiana. And we get there at around 5:30, and there are people everywhere. There are lines everywhere. And I'm just, like, blown away at just how packed it feels. It just feels like, oh, it's just
could you see it was crossing. Full when you were walking up to it from the outside?
Yes, by the parking. Parking was insane. We had filled, like, obviously all of the parking that was straight in front of Maple City Chapel.
Mm-hmm.
But then that went all the way over to like the parking lot next door, and I honestly don't know where all they how they managed to get everyone to find a parking spot. But I'm sure there were stores that were very annoyed that were a part of that whole plaza that were annoyed at just how much parking they had
lost. Yeah,
because customers couldn't find a parking spot. Oh, it's terrible. But anyways, so we get there. We eat food. They have food at 5 pretty much every night, I think.
What was the food?
The food that we had was Sloppy Joe's and some of that, I don't know, it's like, it almost looks like noodles, but it's like a salad-ish thing. It's like,
you often eat it at campfires.
It's like
campfires.
Springy salad. It's like or springy noodles.
They're
like
it really wet. Pasta based then. When you say noodles, you're talking about actual pasta.
Yeah.
Okay, I know what you mean.
Okay, good.
It's cold.
It is cold.
And kind of sweet.
It's sweet, but like really tangy.
Yes.
It has a zing to it. There's no lettuce.
Mm-hmm.
But I think there's like a little bit of like string cheese.
I think it's still called a salad, though.
Okay, good. But yeah, so we had that. So Sloppy Joe's that, and then applesauce and a cookie.
Okay.
All right? And it's all donation-based. They have a boot there, and it just says, give as you are blessed. Done deal.
Very good.
Yeah. So that was nice. We ate. Whatever.
Could you go back for seconds, or was it like
there
was so many people that you couldn't even?
You could go back for seconds. Okay. So we eat out in the cafeteria of Maple City Chapel, and then once we're done, we go in, and we actually had to sit quite a bit, quite a long time, because the services in the evening don't actually start until 7.
And you got there at 5, you said?
5:30.
So you were probably eating for about half an hour?
Yeah.
Okay.
The only reason that we were able to get good seats that were towards the front was because Michael's mother was saving seats. It turns out there are people that are nuts about saving seats. Like,
so it's like going to the Elkhart County tractor pull.
Yes.
You got to go half a day early and save seats.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, there were people... Like I said, services start at 1 or 7. There were people that showed up at 1 to start saving seats.
Wow.
It's pretty intense. But yeah, so we had pretty good seats. That was awesome. But we had to just sit and wait for a really long time until the service started.
And let me just throw out this teaser. You could also listen to the service on WFRN.
Yep.
Which is 104.7.
Yes.
If you're in the northern Indiana
Michiana area.
Anyway, go ahead.
Okay, so now let's go to the service part.
Okay.
It was really good. They normally show a video of, like, not necessarily the previous day, but, like, just some clips of, like, a day, like, a week ago.
Okay.
And so they have a set number of days that they're going to be here.
Mm-hmm.
And so,
I believe the number was 52.
Yes, 52. And so they have each day labeled as that, like, whatever day it's on. So I was there on day 17. Wednesday night was day 17 of them being here. And so they might show a video of day 7.
Okay.
That was 10 days ago. They need time to, you know, get clips
produce
together
it and
edit and everything. But, yeah, they show stuff in the past. I think they do that every night pretty much.
And it is a 10-minute clip, 5-minute?
Yeah, five minute,
okay.
I would say. And just showing some really cool stuff. I don't know that they had captured, just like little moments, stuff like that. It's really, really cool. And sat through the service. So it was like P&W. There was the video, then P&W, then
P&W is
praise and worship.
Okay.
And then there was like they always have like a guest speaker that's from the community.
Okay.
Not necessarily from the church that it's being held at. The service is being held at.
Yeah.
But just a pastor from the community to share, like, the first 20 minutes, I think.
Okay.
And then they have, I think his name's Kyle Martin, and he's with the organization, which is called Time to Revive, which is putting on Revive Indiana.
Okay. And when they move on to Kentucky or Ohio, it'll be
Revive Ohio. Okay. Yep.
Okay.
Anyways, so, and both of them, good messages. I don't think I'm going to go into what the messages were about. I do remember them, but I don't think it's necessary.
Yeah.
So now, at the end of the service then, there was more P&W to cap it off, whatever. And then they also showed some of their schedule for, like, the rest of the week. So this one on Wednesday night.
Okay.
They showed what they were doing Friday night, and then also Saturday. And I saw, oh, they're going to go out and witness on Saturday. So usually they do their witnessing out in the mornings on weekdays. On weekdays, they always do their witnessing out in the morning. And obviously I have to work. So I decided, well, since I normally have to work, I can help on Saturday. Mm. So Friday night rolls around, and my youth leader is wondering, hey, what are we going to do? We don't have any snow.
And what does that matter?
That matters because we were planning on sledding Saturday, our youth group was.
Okay.
And there was no snow. So I was like, okay, well, I mean, you can do whatever, but I wanted to go help out with Revive Indiana. And so then he was like, well, I know there was another part of the group that wanted to go skiing. And so then we decided, well, whoever wants to go skiing can go skiing. Whoever wants to go with me to Revive Indiana can go do that. Mm-hmm. So I ended up—
Saturday rolls around.
Yeah. I ended up with four people, including—that's not including myself.
Okay.
Four other people.
Okay.
I shanghaied my sister to go with me.
Shanghaied.
Yeah.
Does that—I'm not sure what that means.
I don't either. Look that up while I tell the rest of the story.
Go ahead.
So, I decided that I just wanted to participate in the witnessing part or going out and praying for people and stuff like that. And so, we didn't have to be anywhere until noon. At noon, we met at Calvary Church. That's over south end of Elkhart. And, there we had some P&W again. And then
inside the church.
Inside that church, yes. Yeah. For about, oh, and also testimonies.
Okay.
That was cool. Just stuff that had happened in the past already in relation to Revive Indiana.
Mm-hmm.
And then they divided us into groups after that, after the testimonies and praise and worship. Divided up into groups. Each group has a leader. And leaders are just taken from the crowd that showed up. And basically just being a leader is just kind of being the guy that takes initiative, whatever. And I was just going to let – I had never participated before or whatever, so I was just going to let whoever, you know, has already done this thing before, you know, be a leader or whatever, and I'll just help out.
Were you allowed to stay in your group, or was it small enough groups that you were split up?
Well, let me keep on explaining. We'll get to that. So we I don't know how many people we had there. I would guess around 300, 350. I don't know. But so then they asked for leaders, volunteer leaders, and people just started going up to the front, whatever, and then they were counting up. They want four people in a group.
Okay.
Total.
Okay.
Four total. And so then what they do is they count how many people they have. And then they count how many leaders volunteered, and if they need more, then they say, hey, we need more leaders, come up. And it was getting out on the wire, and they still didn't have enough leaders, so I decided to volunteer, which was really, really scary.
Mm-hmm.
But
I can imagine.
It worked out okay then. so I volunteer. I get by some forms that I need to fill out. For one, we have a roster, which is basically just it has like – it'll have like a column, and in that column it says team leader name, whatever. And so I sign my name, and then they want the number, and yeah, they want your cell phone number. And then they have another column that says helpers or whoever's in your group, the rest of the roster, whatever. And so when it comes time to actually figuring out who's going to be in what group, all they have is they have everyone that was in the auditorium stand up and go to the back of the room, and all the leaders in the front. So everyone else goes to the back. The leaders then find their own pew, and then they just hold up how many fingers that of people that they need in their group yet.
Oh,
and
okay.
They expect four
just someone
people
just
total.
To walk up there and go.
Yeah. So you right at the beginning you hold up three fingers.
Okay.
Because they want four in a group. So you can then – it's up to the people, the volunteers, whatever, the rest that aren't leaders to choose what group they want to be in.
Mm-hmm.
And so in that perspective, you could – if you wanted to stay together for the most part, you know, you could have people just like, oh, you know, I want to be in the guy that I came with,
yeah,
in the group with the guy that I came with. So you can do that.
Okay. Is that what happened?
A little bit. I had one person that had come with me originally that was from my youth group, also in my group of volunteers. Okay. And
so just talk a little bit. Do they give you any kind of a strategy as far as you go to this area? These people go to this area.
Yeah, ish. And like, okay, you did have an assignment. The first thing you do, at least on this particular day, the first thing you're supposed to do is get your leader or whatever, get with your group. And then you're supposed to get your supplies. They always send these – you can't – obviously the listeners can't see it. But they have a little bracelet. It's like a rainbow bracelet. It's like those rubber silicone ones.
Mm-hmm.
And then each one of your group gets one of those. And then also you're supposed to have a Bible that is made – or it was supplied by Time to Revive.
Okay.
And these Bibles actually – it's really cool. They correspond with the bracelet. It's a little bit difficult to explain, but
– as far as in topics, is there a different topic per color?
Yes. Do you want me to go through the bracelet now?
Sure.
Actually,
or
no,
is
wait.
A better time?
I have a better time.
All right, all right.
Okay, so we have the Bibles, we have the bracelets, and we're also supposed to get some forms that we can fill out in case we have an encounter with someone who asks for prayer and wants continual prayer, and mm-hmm. like where they can the church or whatever can check up on that person,
mm-hmm.
so they have information on them, how to get a hold of them, where they live, that kind of stuff. So we have all that. And ended up, I had two Mennonite girls, and then also one girl that she was older. She was like mid-50s. She was a real estate agent, and she knew Elkhart very, very well. So thank God for that, because the rest of us did not know Elkhart at all. And so we just like were wondering. First thing we do, we're supposed to go out to eat. So
oh.
I'm like, okay, so where do you guys want to eat? And it's like, well, there's a Wendy's right close by. I was like, okay, great. Let's go to Wendy's. So while we're at Wendy's, we get our meal, get our lunch. And this was around 1:30, I think.
Okay. So we got our meals. When does it start? And obviously, some Saturdays might be different, but.
Which stuff?
Like, when did you get to the church?
We got to the church at noon.
Okay.
But yeah. Okay, so get to Wendy's, and then we get our food, and it was really nice. The elderly lady that was with us, she ended up paying for a meal.
Oh, wow.
So that was a real blessing. That was awesome. And then I look over, and I see a guy. He's filling out a job application there at Wendy's. And so then I went to the bathroom, and then as I was coming out, I passed him, and I was like, hey, man. I noticed you were filling out a job application. Is it okay if I pray for you?
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, oh, yeah, totally. So, I mean, yeah, that was cool. His name was Josh. So I prayed with him that he would, you know, be able to get his job and that, you know, whatever, he'd be able to make a living there and he'd perform well.
And this was
everything.
Just the two of you, you and Josh.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so then after that, we finished eating and then we left. And then they had also assigned us, once you're done eating, you're supposed to go find a church that you were assigned to. They gave us a church. They gave us the address of a church, and we're supposed to walk around it and pray for it.
Okay.
They don't want us – it used to be that they would actually – what if they'd assign you to a church, you're supposed to knock on the door and ask if there are any specific problems or something. You know, if there happens to be something to pray for or if, yeah, if there's a certain person or just like something in the neighborhood. I don't know. But they were getting a lot of complaints
from the local churches.
The churches, just because there would be so many people coming up and knocking,
oh.
that it was actually really distracting. Because I don't know, sometimes people would drop in the middle of the day just because they want to pray or something
yeah.
like that. And yeah, so it was getting a little bit out of hand. So they just asked that you walk around the church and pray for it as you walk around it. And so we have the address, and we apparently drove past it. And so in our way to – we were trying to make a roundabout U-turn.
Okay.
And while we were doing that, we actually ran into another church.
A pedestrian. Oh, okay.
Not quite. So then we decided, well, we're here at this church. Might as well pray for this one. So we pull in the parking lot there, walk around it, pray for it. And that was cool. And then we get back in, and then we decide, yeah, we have to go find the real one. So we get back onto the road in Elkhart, and we're looking for this place. And, like, you know, we're looking at the house numbers, kind of the house numbers, whatever. And we're going down the line, and then all of a sudden it just like, manages to skip. It manages to skip the number that we're looking for, the house number that we're looking for. Like, this is so weird. And then – so then we make another U-turn and go past that address again, and then we realize, oh, we're looking on the wrong side of the road. It's on the other side. And then we realize, well, this is an address to an apartment complex. Like, what is that? But then we just park in the parking lot of the apartment complex, and then we go up to the main entrance. And there it was. Like, it, I mean, we had the address. I mean, the apartment complex had the exact address that we were looking for.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this is really weird. But then right beside the sign, someone was sitting outside having a smoke. And then one of the girls that was with us, one of the Mennonite girls that was with us, just sat down right beside her and just started talking. And it's like, hey, what you doing? It's like, ah, just Facebooking. And I don't, her name was Iman. That was the girl sitting there. And just like, what are you doing? Oh, Facebooking. And like, oh, I do that a lot on my phone too. It's like, okay, cool. And then we just started into conversation. We said that, you know, we're with Revive Indiana. Have you heard of it? No. I was like, okay, well, we're just out here asking, you know, if there's anything that we can pray for. I said, oh, yeah, man. Like, I got, you know, like, my car is having issues and I'm having trouble. Like, I'm trying to change my hours at work so that I can get a ride because there's someone that I know that could drive me to work if my hours were different. So that would be cool. And then also I have a court date coming up, all this stuff. And then we asked her if she knows Jesus. And then she said, well, I mean, I know about him. My aunt is constantly, she is crazy, crazy about Jesus. Like, she goes to church every Sunday and all she listens to is gospel music. And yeah, she's just like really, really into that. And so I'm thinking about going to church. I'm trying to figure out which one I want to go to because it's kind of important, you know, that you don't just go to any church. And then we just asked her, well, like, she knew a lot about, like, Jesus and, like, the whole salvation process. Mm-hmm. But then we asked her, like, oh, we got the Bible out.
Okay.
The Bible that they sent with us.
Okay. And so here's where there's some kind of relation between the Bible and the
yes.
What's it called?
Bracelet.
Bracelet.
Okay. So the Bible has, that they give us specifically, has like cutouts of like tabs.
Okay.
Okay. And then on the cover of each tab, there's like five different tabs, and then over each tab is a color.
Okay.
And the color corresponds with the bracelet.
Okay.
So, and it's basically, if you're familiar with the Roman road, I don't know if you are.
I couldn't spill it off, but yes, I've heard of it.
Okay. Well, to be honest, I can't, I mean, I have all the references here on this bracelet, but I can't remember exactly which verse, like word for word, is the reference. But anyway, so it starts out with yellow. And that's Romans 3:23, and I think that's for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And what's really cool is when you go to that tab, it's like a yellow on top of the tab on the front cover.
Mm.
Put your thumb there, open it up where your thumb was, and then it like has the verse highlighted in black.
Wow, like, okay, that so is cool. Like, you can't miss it.
You cannot miss it. And then so you read that, and you could, what's so nice is you can have the person read it for themselves. And she did. Iman did. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And then next is black. It's a black color, and that's Romans 6:23. She puts her thumb there, open it up, and I think that is for the wages of sin is death. And then you go to the red tab, and that's Romans 5:8. And I think that has to do with Jesus' love.
But God demonstrates his own love for us in this: while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us.
Right. Christ died for us. And so then Ephesians 2, 8 through 9, that's the next tab. And I think that is forgiveness. I think blue represents forgiveness.
It is, it was by grace that you have been saved through faith.
Okay.
And this is not from yourself. It is the gift of God.
Okay.
Is that, yeah.
Yeah. And then the last one is Romans 10. That's green. Romans 10, 9 through 10. And I think that represents eternal life.
Mm-hmm. Jesus raised from the dead, yeah.
Okay. Cool. So we went through all that. She read each of those verses. And then the very last tab actually doesn't have a color. And it just actually takes you to the back of the Bible.
Okay.
And written on the back is a sinner's prayer.
Okay.
It's not like a specific – I mean, it's not like a famous prayer that somebody wrote a long time ago, but it's just a prayer.
A general prayer.
Yeah. And we asked her, do you remember a time actually praying to Jesus that you would accept him into your life? And she said, no, she hasn't. It's like, would you want to? She's like, yeah, I think so. And that was the first time I've never actually seen, like, firsthand someone being led to Christ.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I've seen it, you know, in video clips and whatever,
yeah.
Or people, stories telling me. But this was, like, the first time that I saw it firsthand, and it was insane. I was just blown away.
Look, what was the change or the difference? Like, could you see something in her?
She was already, like, she was really, really friendly and just, like, really, really open. And I think that it was, like, her aunt had been working on her quite a bit already.
Mm-hmm.
And so she had put quite a bit of thought into it.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, this was just, like, the final nudge to put her over. And she seemed to be happy. She seemed to, you know, like, I don't know. She looked, like, by all the stories and everything, like, all the problems she was having, she seemed really desperate. And, like, yeah, especially with the court date and everything, she said that she was doing things. She didn't tell us what she had done, but she said she was doing things that she shouldn't have been doing. And, yeah, she felt really guilty about that. But, yeah, she seemed excited to tell her aunt that she had done this thing. And that was great. So we took her information, how to get a hold of her and everything. And I think either the church or someone, we give that form to whoever, and they'll check up on her in like a day or two.
So, okay. So that is really cool that the kind of reason you're around a church is so that when you meet people, they're probably from that area and closest to that church.
Yes.
So you give the information to the church that you walked around?
Yes.
Is that right?
Okay. No. To Calvary or someone.
Okay. So one of the main churches involved with Revive Indiana.
Right.
Okay.
Exactly.
Okay.
So, but yeah, someone is going to check up on her. And so that's really cool.
Yeah, that is neat. There's not really, I mean, are you finished with that part?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
It feels kind of frivolous to move on to just, you know, the frivolous topics that we discuss after that, but that is what we have lined up for the podcast. So maybe we can take a break.
Yeah.
Again, if people do want to get involved with it, what would be your final thoughts or words?
Go to reviveindiana.com or .org. Whoops. I really think, like, there are some people that are like, I think this is kind of, like, overhyped or whatever, or this is kind of weird, but I really think it's like an honest revival. And it's not that the scale – it's not – scale isn't important. But what is important is a sense of unity in the whole community of churches. So it's not like you need to be big. It needs to be big in order for it to be real. No, that's not the thing.
Mm-hmm.
But what makes it real is the amount of unity in it.
Mm-hmm.
Like just the amount of variety of people and different backgrounds, and they're willing just to come together and just work together, not to like, okay, we need to get as many people inside our church as possible and they need to believe exactly our denominational way. No, it's about we need to make sure that everybody knows about Christ.
Mm-hmm.
And that is one common thing that we can all agree on. And I think that's why it's working so much,
mm-hmm.
is because everyone agrees that that is the goal. That is what we should set out to do. And so, yeah, I just think it's awesome.
I think what you mentioned earlier when you were at Wendy's and you stopped by that guy who was filling out the job application.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's instances like that, I know in my life and probably in everybody's life, that there's opportunities there to bless someone,
mm-hmm.
to pray with them, encourage them. But yeah, we need to take them.
Yeah. There's also another group. Obviously, there were different our whole youth group that went obviously wasn't in all the same group.
Mm-hmm.
And so actually the other half or whatever, the other part of my youth group was actually all in the same group.
Okay.
But the rest of them were all in the same group. And they actually ended up leading someone to Christ as well.
Wow.
So that was really, really neat. Yeah.
Awesome. All right. Well, let's take a break.
Okay.
And then we'll start talking about frivolous things.
Okay, great.
Ding, ding. We're back. And now on to frivolous things. What I was mentioning earlier about being disappointed in something in relation to Sandy Ridge.
Okay.
I first found out about this thing.
What thing?
Around Christmas time.
Okay.
And what made it more disappointing is that at first I thought it was a positive. I was excited about it. And here is what it is. It is the Sandy Ridge cookbook.
We use it.
Well, and here is why.
My family uses it.
Here is what I thought it was.
Okay.
I thought it was a cookbook where all the ladies of Sandy Ridge from now and from years past,
yeah,
got together, each with their own original recipes, and, you know, just kind of threw them into the pot that eventually became the Sandy Ridge cookbook.
Yeah, that's what I thought it was.
Well, and I was so impressed because one of my friends from first grade moved away, got married. I was visiting with him recently, and he said, oh, my mom gave my wife the Sandy Ridge cookbook, and they're not even Mennonite. And it was just cool. I was like, wow.
It's like you could – it's true. Some of the fastest way to a person's heart is through their stomachs.
Yes. So I was really excited and proud. Not that I put any recipe into this thing.
But it's like a legacy thing.
It's a legacy. Yeah, yeah. But then I found out around Christmas time that all this is a bunch of recipes from other cookbooks that are put together in the Sandy Ridge cookbook. There is not an original recipe in the Sandy Ridge cookbook.
Nah. No, there's got to be some.
Maybe there's a few. But the majority are just recipes that they are curated. It would be a better way to describe the Sandy Ridge cookbook. The Sandy Ridge cookbook is a curated cookbook.
So it's basically...
It's approved by the ladies of Sandy Ridge.
Sandy Ridge's, it's like top picks.
Yes.
Of other cookbooks.
Yeah. It's like the top 100. And... I was just disappointed.
Oh.
And, you know, it isn't that hard to make an original recipe.
I
did it myself. I'll tell you what it is.
Yeah, tell me what
it is. I
was
having some friends over.
Okay.
At my house on this past week. And I was thinking, what could I make? I'm not a master chef by any means.
Right.
But I decided that I could take care of the protein. And so I thought, well, there were some ladies coming. And I was hoping that they would offer to also pitch in. Which they did.
Good.
And so they took care of the vegetables.
Okay.
And dessert. So for the protein, I got some ribeye steak.
Okay.
I got bacon.
Bacon.
I got mushrooms was an afterthought, but mushrooms.
Sweet.
And bratwurst.
All right.
So with those three elements, I went and put them, I fried them together.
Okay.
And put some seasoning on the steak. I went in. At first, I kind of prepared the steak by cutting up into little bite-sized chunks.
Okay.
And then I put this seasoning that I purchased on top of them. I guess if I really want to be original, I should make it from scratch.
Wow.
But I'm like I said, I'm just a beginner.
Right.
But I did go and smash the seasoning on top of it and pounded it together. However,
Right.
However, I don't know what the correct terminology is, but I'm pretty sure that's the way you do it.
Yep.
And then I cut up the sauce, the bratwurst, into bite size as well. And then I put them on a container, had them prepared, and then a few minutes before people came over, slapped them into the frying pan.
Slapped them.
And obviously there's also an order. You need to have the bacon first because that offers the most grease.
Right.
For the steak. And it was, in my opinion, delicious. And everybody else said it was good as well. That was an original recipe by Ruben.
That's awesome.
And it took me all of half an hour to think of and create. So without being too harsh, why can't there be more of that in the Sandy Ridge cookbook?
I think that this is something you should bring up at the next like members meeting.
I should take this to the next
displeasure.
Level.
Yeah.
In fact, this is great. I feel like I have all the training to do even that because we had meetings at our church about the local church body and how it's supposed to work together. And if one member, well, if two or three members has an issue, it should be brought up.
Okay. So,
I'm one of those two or
I'm
three.
I'm thinking you, Kyle, and I think Theodore have enough authority to like kind of push this. Like, you guys, let's get a real cookbook. A real, authentic, Sandy Ridge, Sandy Ridgian
yes.
cookbook.
And I picture this becoming a type of food. You know, like how, are we having Mediterranean tonight? Are we having Chinese tonight? Or are we having Sandy Ridgian? Could that be the best way to put it?
Sandy Ridgian. There's quite a few syllables.
It's a little, yeah, it's a little, it's a little wordy.
Yeah, but still, I think, maybe, okay. Sure. If it's one thing that the Mennonites are known for, it's their food.
Yeah.
It's their food.
Yeah. And here we are just stealing it from everyone else.
Yeah. I mean, maybe the only reason that Mennonites are known for their food is because they're really good at following recipes, not necessarily coming up with their own, which is so sad. Ruben, maybe the French Press Podcast should come up with their own recipes.
Our own cookbook.
Our own cookbook. And all it is just picked out from other other cookbooks.
Instead of the 100 or 200 that the Sandy Ridge cookbook has,
right.
It could be the 10 or 15.
The 10 or 15.
That really rise above the rest.
Yeah.
That's a good idea.
Is that? If people want it, then they can let us know.
Yes. What would be the best way to do that, Layton?
Should we have a poll?
Ooh.
Yes, no, maybe?
Thumb up or thumb down?
Yeah, actually, yeah, it should be decisive. Thumb up or thumb down. Do people want to know French Press's top 15 recipes?
From the Sandy Ridge Cookbook.
From the Sandy Ridge Cookbook.
I like that.
Yeah, we're going to curate the curated cookbook.
Yes. This is like, you know how gold is... can be refined multiple times, a purer
it
level.
Can?
Well, there's a different purity level.
I don't know if it...
Just take my word for it.
Okay, yeah, there, yes.
There
yeah,
is heard, at the very least, there's a different purity level of gold.
I think I read something on the internet about that.
I also read something about if gold is 100% pure, it's supposed to be clear or something. You've heard that before.
I have, yeah.
So this is like the clear version of the Sandy Ridge Cookbook.
Okay.
Which is very fitting.
Right.
In my opinion.
This is like 25 carat.
Yeah.
Gold.
You might not see it, but it's there.
It's there. It might look fake, but it's real.
All right. I'm finished with that.
All right.
With that spiel. There was something else. Oh, Katie left your sister. Katie left some feedback.
What feedback did she feed?
And she was referencing Nicholas, my brother Nicholas's voicemail and his piece about abortion
right.
on the previous podcast. And here's what she said. He's got my vote. Smiley face. Well, # Nicholas Hostetler 2015.
That's great. But once again, I'm going to go back to that saying, your voice is heard, but it doesn't matter. Or it's counted. It's counted, but it doesn't matter.
Yes, yes.
I think that was the slogan. And it's insane how much that fits.
It's a great thing. All right, so we will work on a poll for the...
For
the Sandy Ridge thing.
Yeah.
Thumb up or thumb down?
Thumbs up, thumbs down.
As far as, yes, the replacement or additional co-host to fill in the void of Layton here in a few months.
Right.
That is still being ironed out.
Yeah, we're ironing out every last wrinkle.
Yeah.
So many wrinkles in this shirt of a podcast. We need to iron it out so it looks like gold.
I did make some more adjustments to the French Press website over at frenchpress.com.
Oh, my goodness.
Check that out. I removed the orange and went with more with a red and black.
Thank goodness.
Changed the menu items, gave them little underlines. All the posts, which are podcast episodes, also have pictures with them now.
Oh, my word.
So you can see that. And best of all, you can click on a link, the Amazon link, to support the show.
That is gorgeous.
So,
Amazon links, support the show.
Mm-hmm.
That's really important.
It is. It is.
Hashtag revive French Press.
All right. There was something else I wanted to mention. Blackberry.
Black boredom.
Black boring. They are pushing for this new thing.
What is this new thing that they're pushing for?
A lot like net neutrality, which I'm sure everybody has heard about.
I don't think everyone has heard of that.
Okay. Well,
are we going to go into that?
In a nutshell.
Yeah. Just make it real brief.
It is a broad subject.
Okay.
But net neutrality, the people who are for it, the reason people want net neutrality.
What is net neutrality?
Net neutrality is when every bit, and a bit is a piece of the internet.
Data
moving back and forth. As you open up a web page, as you download this podcast, as you buy something from Amazon, sell something on eBay, there's bits going back and forth. Bits have data, and it can be a slew of different things can be in those bits. Some are going to be for medical things. Some are going to be for banking. Some are going to be for podcasts. Some are going to be for videos from Netflix, etc.
Right.
Basically, net neutrality is treating every bit as if it were identical.
Yes.
So treating it exactly the same. So whether someone is streaming Netflix, giving that bit as much priority as someone who's opening up a Google web search page. To go a little bit deeper into it,
mm-hmm.
Video takes a lot more bandwidth than what...
It takes a lot more bits.
It takes a lot more bits than what a web page does.
Right.
And so you probably, from your internet service provider, you pay for probably 10 megabits, 20 megabits, maybe 50 megabits, maybe 3. And basically, they don't have enough bandwidth. They don't have enough capacity for every single person that's using their service,
right,
to max out at any given time. Like, not everybody can be using their full what they're paying for at the same time.
Right. So if everyone were paying for 50 megabits down, they wouldn't have enough capacity to give everyone 50 at the same time.
Exactly. Exactly. So what often happens is that if someone is using Netflix or maybe YouTube or some kind of video streaming service,
right,
they'll often slow them down so that people who are using Google will still have a very fast experience with opening up web page. And what happens on the video side is that the quality isn't going to be quite as high.
As what it could be.
Now, something that has happened in the past is that Netflix has gone and... or Comcast is the providers have come to Netflix and said, you need to pay us more money to transfer your data because you're slowing down our entire system.
Right.
And which is true.
Yeah. Just statistic. Netflix alone accounts for a third, 33% of all the data usage in North America. Am I right?
Yes.
Right on that?
Yes.
That is a ton of data.
Yeah.
That's a lot. A third of the usage.
And the thing about the video streaming service is that usually you watch a video at a minimum of like 5 minutes. Often it might be for over an hour.
Yeah.
So it's a long... You use it for an extended period of time.
Right. So you're using a lot and you're using it for a long time.
Yes. I am in favor of as little government regulation as possible.
Okay.
Because although it sounds good that your internet provider doesn't treat any bit differently than the other one.
Right.
What will end up happening is when this regulation is put in place, it will just be a way for the big internet providers like Comcast or AOL, some of those huge cable providers or internet providers, they will be able to lobby, and they will be able to persuade the government to either enforce or change regulation in their favor, squeezing out the little guy, like here in Indiana, Northern Indiana, we have four-way,
right,
who is able to give some terrific service if you're willing to pay for it.
Right.
It costs more because it's wireless, and they don't have the huge network that Comcast would have.
But Comcast doesn't reach you.
But Comcast doesn't reach us. Exactly. Yeah, so exactly.
Like, they're the best is what you got, and that's fine.
There's this great video by Ted Cruz. He's a senator from Texas.
Oh, okay.
He I don't know if he's announced if he's going to run for president, but he's suspected to run for president.
Okay.
And there's this condensed video, and I'll post it in the show. And he goes off about why this regulation of net neutrality is a bad idea.
Right.
And just to give you an additional nutshell, if it is regulated, if net neutrality is added, it would be under the same regulation as what the phones were for like 30 or no more than that, probably 40 or 50 years.
Mm-hmm.
And in that time, nothing changed in the phone industry.
No improvements were made.
There was no improvements made except for the touch tone dialing. As soon as regulation was lifted, they started having the fax and call waiting and some of that stuff. And the internet, on the other hand, which has no regulation,
is
unlimited. You can make phone calls. You can make video calls. You can stream Netflix. You can submit a podcast.
You can submit a podcast.
You can put podcasts out there for people.
You can do important things that people want
to
hear.
So the bottom line is fewer government regulations and intervention
is always a bad idea.
Is always a good idea.
Wait, what?
Yes. I'm glad you're listening, Layton. At least you get it.
I thought you said it. No, but any regulation is always a bad idea.
Yes. Did I say that?
I think you said it the wrong way.
Government regulation is bad. That is what I was getting at.
Okay. I don't know. Maybe I misheard. Maybe the listeners misheard. But either way, people got to know regulation is always a hindrance.
Yes. It holds things
every time
back.
It does. It always makes
I feel like that took
things inefficient.
A lot of time.
That's okay, though.
But there's a 2-minute video that will also just explain it and help it along the way as well.
Right. It was educational, and I think really necessary.
Good.
For people to know.
I thought...
I agree with
that. That was a precursor to some more information. What were we going to talk about?
We were going to talk about blackberries.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. So, that's net neutrality.
All right. So, we've covered
what
that.
What I actually wanted to talk about
was
the CEO of BlackBerry, which is a cell phone manufacturer.
Right.
In socialist Canada. Wants to have
Socialist Canada. All right.
Wants to have app neutrality.
Oh,
they want
my goodness.
App developers to build an app for BlackBerry if they build it for iOS or Android. Thankfully, every article that I've read, just looking at the top few, is calling this out as an absolute. I mean, it's laughable.
It is.
It's laughable.
It is.
To think that someone should build an app for your platform.
Yeah.
Because no one wants to use your platform.
Yeah. Shouting. Yeah, I agree. It adds a lot of it's always been the developers. Developers are people that make apps, and they have always been allowed to develop for whatever platform they want.
Yeah.
And they've never been forced like, okay, well, if you develop for this one platform, you got to develop for the other one. That is their choice whether or not they want to rule out all of those customers that are only on that platform.
Mm-hmm.
That is their choice. And obviously, BlackBerry is like the running in last place when it comes to their platform.
And they used to be number one.
Yeah. They were the first ones to come out, I think.
With a smartphone.
With a smartphone.
Yeah, with a usable smartphone.
And they had their own texting, didn't they?
BlackBerry Messenger.
Yeah. Isn't that similar to iMessage?
Someone made a joke and said that before they try to get all the other developers to develop apps for them, they should develop a usable BlackBerry Messenger app for everybody else, which they did create one for iOS, but there's not much function there.
who knows people who has friends that have Blackberries and that want to use Messenger? Like,
I installed it, but there was no one else that was using it.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I honestly don't know of anyone that has a BlackBerry.
Maybe someone from Canada.
Maybe.
Yeah.
I feel like we have used up our time, Ruben.
I think you're right.
We're at approximately 50 and a half minutes.
All right. Layton, where can people go if they want to check out some past podcasts or leave a message?
They can go to freshpresspodcast.com if they want to listen to our podcast, or on any podcast manager app that they choose. Mm-hmm. They can go to email us at frenchpresspodcast@gmail.com.
They can. I would prefer they would use mail@frenchpresspodcast.com.
That one.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Not Gmail. Gmail is so outdated. We have our own domain. That's why we can have our own email address. That's cool.
And
Where's that number?
That number is 817-382-7769. You can leave a message, and you can also volunteer as tribute for Layton's absence.
Yeah, just like Nicholas did.
Yeah.
And it didn't work out.
All right, thank you guys for listening. It's been fun. God bless and have a good week.